La semana pasada estuvo en Madrid el gran rabino de Israel, Rabbi Yonah Metzger. Les ofrecemos a continuación la entrevista que concedió a Radio Sefarad. Pueden escuchar a continuación la traducción al castellano.
Rabbi Metzger, this is your first visit to Spain?
As a chief rabbi, yes.
Could you tell us your impressions of your visit so far?
I can tell you that I saw this morning the leaders of the community. We ate in the house of Yitzhak Kiruv, and all the leaders of the community sat with me in lunch. And now, in this night, we shall have a dinner for 30 people, all the leadership from the Jewish community. During the day, I met the minister Miguel Moratinos, and we spoke about the relationship between our country, Israel, and the Arabs, and about the Iraq war. And he wanted to come to Israel once more and to be also as my guest. He said it twice. He will come to Israel, but he wants to visit me also. I hope that my ideas, he heard my ideas. He agreed also about the said situation in Israel. I met today the king for 40 minutes, and it was a wonderful meeting. During the meeting, I told him that it is a special blessing when a Jewish man see a king, and is the blessing is meaning that we bless the king that he had a piece of the honor of the God. So God gave to the king a piece for that the public will give him the honor. And when I said it in Hebrew and I explained it to him, he began to cry. You saw tears inside his, because he was so excited to hear that we have a special blessing when we see a king, even he is not a Jew. And another thing that he was excited, because I brought him shofar. You know what shofar is? And the shofar is very big shofar, and on the shofar, its piece of the shofar was covered with a real silver, with a sign of a crown, Jerusalem, the Wailing Wall, and the menorah, everything on the silver, and I explained him everything, but the symbol of this present was that I told him about the bad situation from the Jewish nation 500 years ago here in Spain, in the times of the Inquisition. And I told him that the people in Spain, the Jewish people, wanted to continue to be Jews, but the government and the leaders, they oppressed them to be Christians. So outside they were Christians, inside they were Jewish. And even they made praying underground, and they made it without a voice. But one time a year, they must use the shofar. How to use a shofar without a voice? You must hear the shofar, so the soldiers or the priests will kill them. So one of the leaders of the community was very, very clever, and he was the maestro from the orchestra, from the king. And he came to the king, he said, I have advice for you. I want to make for you honor a special concert using only a thing that you can use it with your mouth, not with the hands. And the king agreed, and he put the date exactly in Rosh Hashanah. He invited a lot of Jewish people, and even the government there, and the king. And he said, "Dear king, in the past, when there were Jewish people here in your country, they used to use this shofar one time a year in Rosh Hashanah. And before they used to blues in this shofar, they used to say a special blessing like this: Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kizyanu Mitzvotav Vetzivanu Lishmoa Kol Shofar. And all Jewish people answer quietly, Amen. And Shehecheyanu Vekiyamanu Vekiyanu. So from this time, 500 years after, I am the chief rabbi of Israel, bring to you the shofar, not under the table, on the table as a present." He was excited.
I want to make you also a question about the atmosphere now in Israel, after this week of the killings of the soldiers.
Very bad atmosphere. It was the first time in the history that the behaving of our enemy was like cannibals, to make business with parts of body, dead bodies. How much you will give me for the hand, for the leg, for the head? What's going on? It was not in all the history. Even between enemies are laws and limits.
Finally, what's your opinion on the development of Judaism in general in the diaspora? You've been traveling around, you see the communities.
There are a lot of places that the Jewish people come back to hear what is a synagogue, what is Bible, what is our tradition. And I feel very much people return to the tradition. It's very important. And all over the world can be. And the reasons are because the bad situation about anti-Semitism, and they want to know why we are not like the Gentiles. But the result is that a lot of young people come back to synagogue to see, to hear, to pray, to believe in God. I bless the community, the Jewish community. I think that I was an ambassador for them to the king and to the ministers here, and I bless them, and I appreciate the government and the king that he allow to the Jewish community to be developed. 50 years ago they were here only 100 people, Jewish people. Now we have thousands, and we are comfortable, and we feel here comfortable, and we are quiet, and the Jewish people don't make troubles, and they can be proud with such citizens.
Thank you.
A lot of success.